Chapter 37. The Malthouse in Katset sat on top of a hill overlooking the ancient city of the same name. This extermination camp, which resembled a fortified town, was made of granite blocks. With its bastions, its towers, and loopholes, it looked from afar like a medieval castle. This picture would have been a rare and beautiful one, if only the stones had been covered with a century-old growth of lichen, or streaked gray from the constant play of wind and rain and snow through the years. Instead, they presented a facade of dazzling white that clashed with the surrounding landscape, which was crowned with dark forests. For the castle had only recently been built, and its walls were not yet marked with that austere beauty of ancient buildings. The Third Reich had had it constructed as a Katset. 40,000 Spanish Republicans, refugees in France, had been brought here after the occupation, as well as hundreds of thousands of German Jews. It was they who had worked in the Malthausen quarries cutting the blocks. It was they who had carried the finished stones along the 7-kilometer path up the mountain, where formerly only wild goats had grazed. And it was they who had constructed the powerful walls around their house of sorrow, which was composed of wooden barracks. And my interjection, I must continue to reiterate this point. We as a global humanity have yet to confront the implications of this mindset of make use of utilitarianism, the absence of reverence for the earth, for life, which underlies all the phenomena of class fed into the machinery of social science, out of which is cranked with disheartening regularity all the theories that purport to explain human nature, or human social interactions, or whatever, while never questioning the mindset itself, which is allowed to disappear into the dark givens we're given from birth when born into the global class system. We've never had this discussion. Is there any greater proof than this that we have been misled, misused, and abused for millennia? And as this mindset we've never discussed is now vomiting up all the hideousness formerly swept under the rug for millennia, and the hidden rulers who initiated the corrupt and irreverent actions with their fixed determination to herd us to their also never discussed destination, as the resources to keep us corralled or bought off are shrinking, can you not hear them thinking how to weed out the intractable, make the rest more manageable? And never forget that all this is occurring at a moment when the costs of cleanup from the ruler's frenzy of consumption are enormous. There is so much work to be done. The question then is, in the thinking of Wallerstein and Collins, quote, whether such globally escalating costs could be at all sustained by capitalism. They see capitalism as a global system, or, if you wish, a hierarchical ecology of economic food chains and market niches. Like any complex system, it has its interrelated structures, dynamic trends, and therefore it must have its ultimate limits. Even if the systemic limits could be expanded, thanks to new geographies and technologies of production, they cannot be altogether abolished. Nobody can now specify the institutions and parameters of the world coming after capitalism. Nevertheless, they insist that capitalism is nearing its limits, and they make one big prediction. There will be a world transition, unquote, from the final chapter, Getting Real in Does Capitalism Have a Future? Brothers and sisters, when we look at the struggles over resources proliferating around the globe, some, do not doubt, being systematically fostered, i.e. bought and paid for. And do we really think that a gift for global powers such as ISIS, so tech-savvy, such deep pockets, so megalomaniacal, a much better villain than Cold War communism, the legend of which, recall our Wallerstein lesson, the U.S. and then Soviet Union conspired together in the creation of, occurring simultaneously with our global awakening, just as the early 20th century awakening, chronicled by Maxim Gorky in Mother, was met by World War decimation. Decimation of our growing solidarity across nation, culture, ethnicity. We are of one blood, all nations. That's the truth we commoners know. And any who dispute, any who try to con us into violence against each other, into targeting each other, into putting each other in these categories and boxes and ranks is paid to do so, if not power themselves. Do we really think that such a gift to power as ISIS they had no power, had no hand in? And since we're on this subject of gifts to power, there was a meaningful juxtaposition yesterday, and this was the 20th of June, 2014. An interesting, meaningful juxtaposition of news items. First, the railroading of the Central Park Five when their innocence was known to police officials. And I say officials because remember, hierarchy, we cannot make our brothers and sisters stuck in jobs be the ones responsible because, as Plato said, they have leaders. They must, every one of us is supposed to have a leader. It is the system we have to dismantle by simply trusting our body's truth. Our bodies want to be free. So there was a meaningful juxtaposition of news items. First, the railroading of the Central Park Five when their innocence was known to police officials, finally being met with a settlement, with the Israeli state using the excuse of missing youth. Were they peace activists, by the way? I haven't heard anyone say. To terrorize and incarcerate the Palestinian populace. We black folk in the U.S., this is all very familiar, isn't it? You know? We know that tactic. That's an old one. But we don't hear that acknowledged in the media, do we? No. No. That it could be constructed, manufactured. That is to say, things that end up being enormously convenient for power could have been either just seized and exploited or could have been set up that way. Brothers and sisters, can we not see the results of that make use of thinking? Can we afford to doubt that this tiny few who want to rule, who stack the deck and never stop trying to keep us from acting on our own behalf, are moving apace to create the future, no change, they want? And hasn't Miklos shown us their ruthlessness, their determination, and the clear shape of their vision to beat us into submission so they can extract from us what they consider of use to them? When will we begin to associate, discuss, and plan on our own behalf as global humans?